And in the midst of all that is going on in the world, Lord God, we know that you're still God. And so we praise your holy name. Speak now, Lord God, for we're listening. Speak because your children are listening. We need to hear a word from you, Lord God, so speak. And have mercy upon us. And take hold of me, the preacher, and put me under submission to your holy will. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are our refuge and our strength, you are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. And what a beautiful scripture we have, the gospel scripture is. It's a short scripture with just beautiful words. God commands us to love. And I want to read this brief reflection to you today concerning neighborly love. It's called Neighborly Love Changes Man's Life. And it goes this way. A man who had no interest in spiritual matters related casually to the Christian who lived next door. They talked over the back fence, borrowed lawnmowers, stuff like that. Then the non-Christian's wife was stricken with cancer, and she died 3 months later. Here's the part of a letter he wrote afterward. I was in total despair. I went through the funeral preparations and the service like I was in a trance. After the service, I went to the path along the river and I walked all night, but I didn't walk alone. My neighbor, afraid for me, I guess, stayed with me all night. He didn't speak. He didn't even walk beside me. He just followed. When the sun finally came up over the river, he came over and said, "Let's go get some breakfast." I go to church now, my neighbor's church, a religion that can produce the kind of caring and love my neighbor showed me is something I want to find out more about. I want to love and be loved like that for the rest of my life. Amen. The sermon title is Pass It On. My sermon title today is Pass It On. The scripture is subtitled The Greatest Commandment. We see in Matthew and also in Mark. They, the Sadducees, lawyers, chief priests, elders, scribes, Pharisees, and their disciples, had been at it for a while. The entrapments, the disputations orchestrated by these religious leaders during Jesus' final visit to Jerusalem went on and on. In each confrontation, Jesus proves himself more careful, clever, and inspired than his adversaries. When Jesus questions them about the Messiah and his relationship to David, they are stumped and finally silenced. But before being silenced, a legal expert among the Pharisees asks Jesus one last question in order to test him. Which commandment in the law is greatest? I'm assuming he thought he was going to get something else theologically heavy and profound from Jesus. For him to answer wisely will be a confirmation of his teaching authority. It seems that after a long day of verbal battle, even the Pharisees begin to lose steam and to wonder whether their efforts had been worthwhile. Jesus' answer is classic. Loving God is the first thing, the most important thing. But when it comes to an outcome, to love God means that you also love God's people. Means that you love your neighbor. You cannot say, we cannot say we love God and yet do not love our neighbor. The key problem in interpreting this double commandment for our time is that we lose sight of the biblical meaning of love. Our culture has equated love with intense emotion. To love is a stronger response than to like, you see. And both are measures of a passive response to something outside of us. For example, we love chocolate. We cannot help ourselves, we just love chocolate. We love a movie. It entertains or moves us. We love a boy or a girlfriend. They make us happy. We love a spouse. They complete us. We've heard in the movies. But biblical love is not passive, and it's not strictly emotional. In the Old Testament, there are reference to many kinds of love. But the love referred to here by Jesus is the love of Deuteronomy 6:5, the love of Yahweh, the love of God. It is the agape love. It is the active response of the faithful person to the love of God. God's love is also very active. God chooses and he elects to love his people, all nations, and to bring his love through his chosen people. God chose to love us and to send Jesus Christ to die for us. We know what John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that God would give his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but would have life eternal. To love God with all one's heart and soul and mind is to choose to respond to God even as God chooses to love us. Feelings and emotions do not enter into the equation. Right? We don't have to, it's not about our feeling. There are days we may not feel all that good, but we still love God because God loves us. I want to add another point. First, you have to love God, love your neighbor, and I'd like to add, which is not in the text, love yourself. I think many folks can't love anybody else because they don't love themselves. You have to love yourself. You have to look at yourself and really love who you are to be able to love someone else. And it's interesting that Jesus says in this commandment, he doesn't say, love people who look like you. He doesn't say, love people who speak your own language. He doesn't say, love people in your family only. He says, love your neighbor. Love whomever they are. Love them. Love them regardless of their color, class, or creed. Love them regardless of who they choose to love. Love them outside of what language they may love them. But first it has to begin by us loving God and loving our neighbor. And in order to do that, we have to love ourselves. It is loving kindness. The biblical love is something we do. It is loving kindness, merciful action that is both generous and continuous. And in order for us to be generous in our love, we must love ourselves. You know that there are people who don't love themselves, so they have no love to give to anyone else. Herein is the good news for Christian people. To love neighbor as oneself is to act toward the other as one would act towards those close to you. It's acting in the way that you would want somebody else to act to you. Because you love yourself. We treat the stranger as well as we treat those we love emotionally. When the action to each is equal, the love to each is equal. And so Jesus wanted them to hear this. This means that to those with whom we are intimate, to those we do not know, to those who may be dirty or repugnant, and even to those who harm us, we can act according to the law of love. Friends, could you imagine if we start acting according to the biblical law of love in our country again? Yes, we can disagree politically. We can disagree theologically. We disagree in families. Can I get an amen? Don't we disagree in families? I disagree in my family all the time. But we still love each other because God demands us to love. We can be merciful and gracious. To love the neighbor as ourselves is to make a conscious choice and act upon it. You see, it's an action word, love. It's not passive. We've got to make a conscious choice and we act upon it. I choose to love people who don't treat me well. I choose to love people who are not in my family. I choose to love people who don't look like me. I choose to love them because God loves me and I am called to love them. And what about love of God? We can love God with our heart to the generosity to God's people. We can love with our soul by worshiping God and praying for our neighbors and ourselves. And we can love with our minds, studying God's word and letting it correct us, enlighten us, and send us out into a loving world. Yes, we can love, and we are called to love. And I think if we're praying hard in this country, that we would begin to love each other, a lot of the conflict and the pain that is being inflicted now will dissipate because the love would take over. I am praying that we will learn to love each other. When we love God's people, we are also always and at the same time loving God. I want you to hear that. When we love our neighbor, we at the same time, we are loving God. It is not separate. This is our call to action, friends. They are not separable. They are inseparable to love your neighbor and to love God. And so sometimes our emotions flow or follow suit, and we actually feel love of the other or love of God. But we must remember it is a command. It's a commandment to love your neighbor as you love yourself. It is a commandment from God. Christian believers, Jesus is not asking us that. And so today I hope that we will begin, those of us who are here and hearing online, to begin to actively love your neighbor. There's a song. The song that my title came from, Pass It On. When we have experienced the love of God, when we have experienced the amazing, inclusive love of God, we want to believe that God doesn't love some people and God only loves others. Do not believe any theology or any political views on TV or anywhere that tells you God just loves one party and God doesn't love the other party. It is not true. God loves everybody. Does God love everything that we do? No. But God loves us. And because we know God loves us, we must what? Pass it on. And the song says, it takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up in its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you have experienced it, you spread the love to everyone. You want to pass it on. Do you love God? Have you experienced God's love? You want to pass it on when you've experienced it, Christian believer. What a wondrous thing is spring when all the trees are budding. The birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you have experienced it, you want to sing It's fresh like spring. You want to pass it on. Amen? You want to pass it on. I know that if we could sing today, I would have had you sing this song. I wish you, my friend, this happiness I've found. You can depend on God. It matters not where you're bound. I shouted from the mountaintop, praise God. I want the world to know. The Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. The Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. I want to pass it on to everybody I meet and see, because the Lord of love, and that's what Paul told the church of the Thessalonican church, he says with joy and love that we love you with all of our heart. Brothers and sisters, he said, we might have been a little bit hard on you, but we love you with all of our heart because you work to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Friends, today, pass it on. If you have experienced the love of God through Jesus Christ, pass it on. Pass it on to someone. Pass it on to a stranger. And let me finish with this last point. Sometimes, I just remembered this morning, but on Friday we got a phone call from a man who said he was in a hotel. And I came to tell Zamzam. He said he called the phone, the message was on the phone. And the gentleman said he was at the Bethpage Hotel and he had no food. For whatever reason, I didn't get into his life, but he said he had no food and he's in a wheelchair. And he's going to be without food for the weekend. Could we get, and I'm thinking, there's nobody here delivering any food. But Zamzam and the team was, and her, who was assisting her, were still serving. So I called Zamzam and I said, here's this gentleman. And she says, Pastor, I could pack a couple of bags to give him at the Bethpage Hotel. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm here by myself this week. How am I going to get over there? I got his room number and his name. And then I thought of Ron, who was on his way to work, but he wasn't there yet. And I said, well, Zamzam, I will call Ron and see if he could drop it to the Bethpage Hotel before he goes to work. And Ron says, yes, even if I get there a little bit later. And we're one little tiny church. But we knew that's what the Lord would expect from us. So Ron came, packed the bags in his car, and we did what? We passed it on. We don't know much about the man. We may never see him again. But together, we passed the love of Jesus Christ on to somebody else. That's what the Church of Jesus Christ must do and is expected to do, is to pass the love on. Amen? Amen, friends.